For your digital download pleasure, it's Tim and Davo in podcast form.
The FIFA World Cup's been on at the moment. Been catching it. I'm watching a replay right now on SBS and SBS On Demand. Davo, even you found yourself awake at 4 a.m. on Saturday to watch the Socceroos lose to Egypt.
Yeah, I certainly did. I'm not going to lie, I did fall asleep.
Yeah, that's okay.
Because the problem was is I was watching it in bed, so I knew that was a risk at the best of times because I was cozy, yep. I was comfy.
When you stopped replying, I was like, uh-oh, because we were texting. I was like, well, this is not. I love that because I was like, why are you awake? And you said, feels important.
It did feel important.
And I love the World Cup. Today, some really big games. I don't want to talk about the actual results of the games. I mean, England beat Mexico in Mexico, which is like the second time that's ever happened. So that's massive. So they've gone to the final eight. But it's what happened in the celebration after the game. So English player Jordan Henderson, who didn't play in the game. He was an unused substitute, so just sat on the bench. He was celebrating with fans after the game. Mm-hmm. He's tried to jump over one of the advertising media boards. Like if you've been to GMHBA Stadium, like you know how around the stadium they've got those panels.
Mm-hmm.
So they're, when it's soccer, because it's off the boundary so much, they're a bit out. So he's tried to jump over it. His foot's got clipped. He's fallen, landed on his wrist.
Devo.
He's in serious pain.
Oh.
He got stretchered off.
Oh, no, and he didn't even play the game.
No, and he's landed awkwardly on his wrist or his arm or something like that. And, yeah, like, so everyone's celebrating, and there's a few players just like, someone might want to check on Jordy. Oh, he's fallen over, he has. Can you come over here?
Well, I think when soccer's funny like that. I actually tore a ligament in my knee from being on a soccer field, jogging on the sidelines, had nothing to do with the game, and literally tore a ligament in my knee, just slipped over. They're like, oh, Davo's down over there.
That's really interesting. When you've told me that story, you've never mentioned that you weren't playing at the time.
Well, like I was on the field. I had nothing to do with what was going on.
When you rolled onto it, writhing in pain. But it's a self-inflicted injury because he's tried to jump over a fence and he's tripped and he looks like he might have seriously hurt in his wrist. 5223295 We'd love to hear people's stories of self-inflicted injuries.
Mm-hmm.
Something happened last week. I didn't get hurt, but I've been hiding something for you.
Did your pride get hurt a little bit?
Oh, big time.
Great. So there was a level of hurt, just not the physical type.
And stay with me. Parked my car, walking on Clare Street, slipped on a banana peel.
Oh, you did not.
I did. I did. Full Mario style. Whoa, 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 whoa.
So you surfed the banana peel?
For what felt like 5 seconds, but in reality was probably just a moment. And yeah, just literally, so slip down, lying on my back.
Oh!
Lying on my back.
You literally went to the floor?
Yep. So just like quick bang. I had my backpack. That broke a lot of the fall.
Oh!
Just laid there. No one around. No one checked. Got up. Came into work. Remember how I was frazzled on Wednesday?
Yeah. I'm sorry to hear that, mate. That's so funny. A banana peel's not one you want to slip on.
No. But I thought we could hit the phones with this. 5223295 Self-inflicted injuries. It could happen in the kitchen. It could be happening from tripping. You've tripped up the stairs so many times. All those bruises on your arms and legs are self-inflicted from you.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely. There's never a time I'm not.
5223295 We want to hear your self-inflicted injuries. I feel like this could be, if you wrote a book, this could be a whole chapter.
Yeah.
Davo, for you?
I almost knocked myself out at Point Addis the other week. I was walking up a hill and I was watching my friend Snapchat and I walked into a tree branch. And nice. I mean straight smack bang in the middle of the forehead. And I thought, ouch. Like when I say, I yelled. It was a big one.
So nature literally punched you in the face to remind you, hey, you're in one of the most incredible places here at Point Addis. Get off your phone.
Yep. Stay present.
I'm not sure. That's self-inflicted. It looks like the tree copped you one. So
yeah, no, I shouldn't have been looking at my phone.
Well, Lloyd in Armstrong Creek's given us a call. Lloyd, have you got a self-inflicted injury for us?
Yes, I got myself a good one right in the middle of my two front teeth and I became Cletus for a little bit.
What happened?
So I was working in Melbourne in the job up on the scaffold and me and the young fella, apprentice, we're trying to straighten this wall, and to try and get in there, we sort of had to get into it from the inside, and because it's already been sealed in, there was no other way to get to it but from the outside, so sort of had to put your hand through the wall and sort of tap it towards you, but I was sort of in a bit of a rush, and I wasn't watching what I was doing, and I went to go for a long good hit, landed right between my two front teeth, and that really hurt.
Hammer into the two front teeth. Is that what you said? A hammer into the two front teeth?
Yes, that's right. And I look like Bucky Beaver and Cletus the Hillbilly.
What, you lost him?
No, it just chipped it. It didn't technically, it wasn't that bad, but it was a good chip.
If you've ever chipped your teeth bad enough, it's a good chip. You get that when the wind hits it, it's like it goes into the middle of your bones.
Yeah, it almost happened to me here at work that time.
Yeah, weird. All right, Lloyd, we appreciate your call. Will you throw your phone at your face? And that
Yeah, because you startled me. We can't get into it right now.
Ben in Newcombe's giving us a call as well. Ben, tell us about your self-inflicted injury.
Hey guys, I gave myself a black eye once, a nitrile shiner, when I was shaking my protein shake.
No.
A little vigorous.
Sounds like you don't need the protein, mate. You've got enough strength in that forearm.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
Geez, the biggest news in the world over the weekend has got to be the wedding of Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce.
Massive. I haven't seen any photos yet, but the celebrity guest list was massive. It was at Madison Square Garden, which is a very famous stadium in New York. And apparently on the inside, so it wasn't just in the stadium for venue size, they made a castle, and it was a castle-themed wedding.
Naturally.
Roads were shut. And I imagine it was a giant spectacle. And this is how you want billionaires to spend their money, right? On things like this.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there was a lot of little tidbit that has come out about the wedding. But one of the things that really struck my fancy is that Adam Sandler officiated the ceremony.
Which is interesting. You believe that this was Travis Kelce's one thing. She was like, you can pick the celebrant. And he's like, well, I'll pick my recently acquired friend from when I was in Happy Gilmore 2. Adam Sandler.
Yeah, which is incredible. But do you know what is even more incredible, Tim?
Yeah.
Is right now on the Tim and Davo show on K-Rock, we have an exclusive with Adam Sandler himself.
We are connecting to him in the ether.
Yep.
We are going
over the airwaves.
Yep, this is real, remember? So it's no one else has had this yet. Not many people have spoken that have been to this wedding, but the fact that you've organized Adam Sandler, Davo, is incredible. We don't have a lot of time with him. Are you ready to rip in?
Yeah, let's rip in. Welcome, Adam Sandler.
Hello, my name is Adam Sandler. How we doing?
Yeah,
we're good.
We're doing so good, Adam. Thank you very much. Now, look, we need to know, how did you feel when Taylor and Travis asked you to officiate their wedding?
Well, I was filled with gratitude.
Oh, that's nice.
That's really nice. I mean, I'm sure it was incredible, but did you have any words of encouragement before the ceremony for Travis and Taylor?
You can do it!
Oh, okay. Yes, you can. Well, I mean, that's what any nerves, I guess. Yes, you can do it. Adam, what did you... You're not really a great dresser. What did you wear for the occasion?
Nobody even thought about what I was wearing until you brought it up! I don't care about what I wear or what I don't wear. Did my snazzy gym shorts and fluffy sweatshirt offend you so much that you had to mock me?
Oh, we are so sorry, Adam. We know deep down you are a true romantic.
Love stinks!
Okay.
Yeah.
Look, that's a great song from you, Adam.
It is.
And we love that. We thought maybe you might have had something a little bit more wholesome for the couple.
I wanna make you smile whenever you're sad. Carry you around when your arthritis is bad. All I wanna do is grow old with you.
It's a classic. So lovely.
Beautiful. And what great advice. But did you have any advice for Travis and Taylor on their wedding night?
Tap it in. Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
Bit full on, bit blue. Family show, Adam. Anyway, that's the time we have with Adam Sandler. That was a real chat. So incredible stuff.
Woo.
What insight. You won't get it anywhere else other than K-Rock.
This is Tim and Davo. The podcast.
Look, I need to make a change. Things need to be changed around our city, and I have an idea of something that I reckon would make our lives a lot better.
Okay.
You go into Westfield, right? You see there's those two escalators.
Oh, like straight away if you come in off like the Moorabool Street side, like just down the bottom there, yeah.
Yeah, like the ones that are flat, you know.
Yeah,
there's no stairs. Yeah, it's just the flat one.
Because there's those, I don't like those other ones near Chemist Warehouse. No, no disrespect.
No.
Bit vertical, too many steps. I get a bit freaked out with the step escalators.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a ramp escalator every day of the week.
Yeah, the ramps are quite nice. Obviously, there's not a big incline. It sort of takes a long time to reach to the top. But I've had a gutful of them.
Oh.
There needs to be some rules and regulations around how we use these escalators.
What's been happening?
I went in there to get some food from the food court the other day. And I was on that escalator for, I timed it, almost 3 minutes.
No, you weren't.
Nah, it was about 2 minutes.
No, you weren't. There's no way you're on that thing for 2 minutes.
You are. Because what happens is we all get on this escalator and everyone stops. Now, usually you'd have a left lane and right lane situation where you can get around.
Get to the left. If you're on the left, like if you're going to
stop. Stay still.
Yeah, stay still.
But there should be an overtaking lane.
Yeah, 100%.
People are not obliging with the overtaking lane. It's no longer something where someone is honouring that as a system. And I was on this escalator for way too long. What can we do here? Do we need to put lanes on this thing? Yeah. Because I don't have that time in my life to be waiting.
Keep left and less overtaking signs, maybe.
Honestly.
Before we get into like some practical solutions.
Oh, yeah.
Everything all right?
No, not really.
Okay. Had a feeling. Don't have to unpack it fully. Because if this seems to be, you know, your downfall.
It's grinding my gears. Okay. It's got me.
Can I do my impression of what I think you would be like while trying to get past someone on an escalator? Excuse me.
It's not.
Excuse me.
No, there's none of that. It's silence. It's silence and a stare.
All right. nice and close.
Yeah.
I've always thought we could double the width of escalators easy. Like you see where they start, like from the one floor to the other, it's always, there's like a massive railing around either side. We've just decided that this is how wide they are. Like this is common practice. And yes, the manufacturers will have to literally double their workload. But I think most people, whether it be Geelong or, you know, there's some in Market Square and Warm Ponds and these kind of things, I think people will be grateful if we doubled the width. Like it's like, that's why people make highways bigger.
See, the thing is it needs to be a single file situation. It's a single file situation, Tim. Where people need to understand when you're getting on there, even if you're with your best friend, even with your mates, your family, you go and you go single file to the left side and make sure that people can go around you and overtake if necessary. Because you don't want the interaction of going, excuse me, and then they feel silly because they're in the way. Let's just all understand as a society, single file on the escalators, left-hand side, unless overtaking.
I have a practical solution. So it's two-parter. One, I think, is going to be too challenging. The other, I think you and I can achieve.
Okay.
First one, I'll say it again, widen the escalators. Double the width. Second one, do you know how people better process information and remember to do the right thing?
Mm-hmm.
Through song. And I think if you and I this week pen a song trying to reiterate the focus of people who are getting on escalators to remain on the left, leave an overtaking lane for those of us that want to run up and get cookies, I think that people, it might be something they remember when like, you get on the escalator, you go, oh, I remember that song that Tim and Davo did on the radio, and I will step to the left.
Beyonce, to the left, to the left?
That's we're thinking similar thoughts.
See, that or megaphones on the side yelling at people, I don't know.
All right, we'll pick one of them, and we'll get back to you this week.
Well, we're all out of internet. Until next time, this has been Tim and Davo.